So I feel like we have to start off this episode by saying I have no idea where we are geographically.
Yeah. No, I mean, me neither. I don't think that we're anywhere that is a real place. But I think we are places that are based off of real places.
Yeah, I wholly agree with you. Just to preface, Grace and I were talking off camera before this, and we were just talking about the geography, and we got really into it, so we were like, we have to start. And
Yeah, we almost got into a full-blown conversation off air about our topic, which like wouldn't be that weird for us.
it's not. That's pretty much what we do all the time. But,
And then
you
we're
know, we had
off
to.
topic on air. So,
Exactly.
you know.
But what is the topic?
We're talking about Shadow and Bone today, or as you called it, Shadow and Boner, which is pretty accurate.
It's gonna be the sex parody that comes out in like a year. Probably not even a year, probably a month, but I
Yeah,
said
I
a
was gonna
year,
say like
as if they don't work really quick.
yeah, a couple of weeks from now we're gonna see Shadow and Boner.
Regrettably.
Yeah, no, there was a lot more romance in this than I like
Expected?
thought there
I
was gonna
know.
be. Yeah. But anyway, would you like to go over the geography really quickly? Just
Oh,
to
yes. Okay.
just to
Love
let
that.
just to set the precedence here in this episode that we kind of don't know what we're talking about with this show or this universe at all.
Which is fine. I love not knowing what's going on in my fantasy shows. That's kind of.
Yeah, I kind of do too. I was when I first started watching this, I was very amused because it's one of those shows where like it starts off and the exposition is like they don't really exposition dump on you, but they do that exposition where it's just two characters talking and every other word you don't understand.
Yeah,
They're just
that
like
was pretty much.
oh, we have to get to the blah to see the blah. Oh, but what about the blah? But the blah, and you're like, what? Like, they're speaking English, but like, what?
I know, at one point I was like, you might as well be speaking Italian. I have no idea what you're
Yeah,
saying.
exactly. So you gotta love a fantasy show that does that. They just kind of start you off. They don't ease you in. They just kind of.
Weirdly enough, I prefer it with my fantasy shows, but with sci-fi, I prefer you to just plainly put it out and then we discover together. Like,
Interesting. Okay.
it's two different models that are like sisters, but I'm like, I just can't stand when like sci-fi shows are just like purpose like just very confusing. I'm like, I don't have the time to do that and figure out the science of what's going on because I'm like, it's too much. It's too much. At least in this, it. I feel like this show definitely gave me Game of Thrones vibes, like especially with like when they were doing the when they were at the camps, like the tent scenes or whatever. Because I was like, this literally just looks like one of the Game of Thrones sets. Like you just took it directly.
I mean, they may have. I think they borrowed they borrowed
I mean,
some
at this
set
point, they.
pieces for sure. Which
Yeah, I
is
mean, they're reusing some of them, I'm sure, but for whatever spin-off shows they're doing, but they're like, sure, we'll sell some to Netflix.
This, I mean, honestly, like I will say, in my opinion, this is way better than Game of Thrones, in a lot of ways. But also I hate Game of Thrones, so
Well, the first, literally, it was good. When it was good, it was good. And when it was bad, it was awful. So I don't know what to say,
You know what
like,
reminded
other
me
than
the
that.
most of Game of Thrones was the one plot line with the Grisha woman and the hot guy that who hated Grisha and they were traveling together through the like
Oh,
fucking
absolutely. I was like, this
yeah.
is Jon Snow. This is like a Jon Snow storyline.
Totally. I mean, we'll get to them in a second, but yeah, so
Oh, back to the geography.
yeah, let's
I
cover
did want to
that.
draw par I did want to draw parallels to Game of Thrones because the Game of Thrones map, which I've seen a lot, also I have like Game of Thrones wrists so I can see the map whenever I want to. So it's just something that
As
popped in my
opposed
head.
to Googling it.
I mean, yeah, but I have a physical one I can look at.
Wait, didn't
And
we
that's
play that
fun.
one time and I played as the Lannisters and I won in like 5 seconds? Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was because we played the objective version versus the one where we just try and conquer each other because of the amount of character players we had, and then everyone was drinking, and by the time I finished explaining, everyone was just like drunk over it, and then you won.
That was very funny. I just remember winning in like 5 seconds. It's a very short
It
game.
took like 2 hours to set up and explain, I feel.
Yes, exactly. And then I was like, well, I'm the Lannisters and I win.
I know. Now I'm just like, thank God they do those YouTube videos where I can just throw those on. I'm like, I ain't gotta talk. You watch the video with me and we will just figure it out together.
Yeah,
But yeah, like
so
that map,
the
it
map.
looks like England, pretty much.
Yes.
Like it relatively looks a bit like England. So when it came to this map, I was trying to draw parallels to, real life places. And immediately when we were thrown into this world, I thought Russia. I was like, this feels very like, I don't know, because there was so much cold, so many random cold elements, and everyone is wearing a fucking jacket. I'm like,
There's a
okay,
lot of
so we have to be
jackets.
like,
It's a very
yeah, I'm
jackety
like,
show.
but they were like heavy jackets too. These aren't like light ass like windbreakers. They're like wearing that and several layers underneath. So I'm like, okay, so it's cold.
Well, then you have
So I immediately was thinking,
the costumes of the guards that have the like almost like beefeater look with the very
Oh yeah.
Russian-esque hat, furry hat kind of thing. I forget what the name for that is.
Yeah, I was gonna say I've forgotten the name of those. But yeah, that as well. There were just a lot of also like when we did see a map and I saw like letters, it looked a lot like the because it's not like our alphabet. It looked like they switched out a lot of things for just like symbols and there are like characters and stuff. And it reminded me of like actual Russian because like there this is like a completely different alphabet than ours. So I just assume, I'm like, all right, so in my mind they're in Russia, and I was thinking about because it made sense once I did that because once I saw the map and then where the fold was, I was like, okay, kind of that's kind of what the shape of Russia looks like.
Yes.
So
So when I looked it up, so first of all, I should say that I did some very mild research, which was just to like go on Wikipedia and look up the book series and what the hell was going on. With that, which apparently it's two different book series smashed into one. And in one series you have Alina and Mal and the guy, Ben Barnes, who I will only refer to as Ben Barnes. And then in the other series, you have our friends who are joining us for this episode, the criminals that live in the city, right? So
Oh.
Kaz and Inej, and Jasper. So they're one series, and then Mal and Alina are another series.
Oh, okay.
So
So they're literally like the two book spinoff thing or whatever.
they are the two book, yeah, they're the duology, the crows they're called. And
That is so random. I did not realize that they
yeah.
like just smashed them together, but that now
Yes.
makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you, I don't know, like I feel like it kind of explained the way I was like, because some of the way they were like weaving their stories together, I was like, this is weirdly clunky and doesn't seem like
Yes.
it works. And then I looked that up and I was like, oh, that makes sense. They're just putting these characters from the same universe together. Anyway, I think what it is where Mal and Alina and stuff are. So that's Ravka, which is Russia, is based on Russia, right?
Okay.
And like Eastern Europe. And then where the crows are, that's based on like Amsterdam and like that sort of other parts of Europe, more Western. But yeah, that is the that is the knowledge that I gleaned from the internet. So yeah, you're not wrong.
Okay. Because they when they referred to the shoe and like they were talking about like Alina and Mal, and I was just like, so they like hate Asian people?
Yeah, the Shu are just the Asian country, and Alina is half shoe, but she's also an orphan. They're so crazy. Like, the racism in the show is so funny. Because, like...
I know! I was like, okay, so you're being racist to them, but then there's, like, black people walking around, and I'm
literally,
like...
Literally, I was like, there are, like, plenty of, like, dark-skinned black people and, like, mixed people and, well, I think
like
they
Indian
were...
Indian people yeah, and, like...
Yeah,
and I think that one... Because one of the main ladies, I think she's, like, is she Pakistani or something? Or is Middle East? No, the Grisha. I forget what her name was.
Linda girl. The bitter slut.
Yes.
The bitter slut. I want to talk about her so bad, but we will get there. I don't know what she was actually. I think she may have just been tan.
Oh, okay. Well, I said, well, there was a lot of representation on the screen, so I was just like, oh, okay, I'm all for it.
There was, and I think that they spiced it up a bit. I think the main characters are the accurate races that they are in the story, but then I think other characters peripherally, they kind of spiced it up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, which I mean, is cool. Why not? I love it.
Which is cool.
We love a blind casting.
We really do. But yeah, so they're crazy racist to Asian people for some reason. There was so much of that. Like, they were so mean to Alina the whole time. They were just like, get out of here, you shoe girl. I was like, why are they being so... And I guess it had something to do... There's, like, some sort of background with the war, I think, that wasn't really explained, where, like, that's why they... Like, there was... I don't know.
Yeah, they really didn't explain, like, the whole war thing very well, and
they didn't.
That's what was, like, throwing me off.
Although, and, you know, I have to say, I didn't care.
And
I didn't
true.
Care. I was like, you
I
know what?
Either,
I like that we
I...
didn't really go into this too much, because that's kind of not what's important in this in this story.
Yeah, but a great place to put it would have been when they were doing, like, Alina's training, and they could have just, like, talked about it at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it was very confused. Because what's funny is me and, I mean, again, I watched this with some of my roommates.
Yeah.
And my other roommate, he's really taken to it because he wants to read the books now.
Yeah.
But what I thought was really funny is he pointed out that they don't really say that Alina is Shu. They say that she looks like her mother. And we're...
No, they like, said she was half shoe, like, multiple times.
No, they say Mal is half shoe. Because Mal is half shoe.
Mal is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
I missed
why
that. I missed that.
I also did, but he pays attention when we're watching stuff, so I have to just go off of what he said.
I don't... Okay, that's confusing, because I thought... I didn't think Mal was anything. I thought Mal was just, like, fucking Russian or whatever.
No, that's why they also kind of hate him. Because he's, like, half, and, like, in the military ranks, they kind of don't like him. Other than, like, his crew that he was with.
Oh, okay.
Like, the people who were like, oh, we'll go with you when he went out looking for the deer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't think anyone else likes him because of that factor.
Hmm. Okay. I read that wrong then. My bad. So she's entirely Shu then? She's...
I believe
they're both
so, but she's...
They're both orphans.
I know, but she's also, like, Grisha, so I'm just like... I didn't under what I wasn't understanding was like what, like if the Grisha had like a specific place where they were from or if they were just
no.
like from everywhere.
Yeah.
They seem to be just like a bit of the human species that's just filtered out everywhere.
I think it just means witch. I think that's just their word for witch. And if you like, it's like well, I don't know because it's not really like Harry Potter. I was gonna say it's like Harry Potter, but no, that it was genetic. I don't think it's genetic. I think it's literally just like you could be born with these abilities or you could not, and then possibly, you know, would change your whole life. So I don't think there's any. I don't know.
Reason to the selection process.
Right, exactly. Because they were coming and testing people. Remember, that was the whole thing with. That's why she didn't know that she was.
I know, that was very, like, Avatar for some reason.
Okay, I definitely got Avatar vibes, like, at first when I first started watching it, and I was like, oh, this is kind of, like, dark.
I was literally getting so many different things.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up with that.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I liked that we kind of had a lot of different, like, vibes going on. Like, it reminded me of a couple different things. And I was like, yeah, I like that about it, though. I guess I should say off the bat that I did really like this.
What, the show? Okay.
Although, I guess part of the reason that I missed the whole thing about Mal and Alina's backstories is sometimes when they were on screen, I took a very short nap.
Okay. Is it because of the romance quality?
I don't know. Just sometimes when they're on screen, I was like, oh, time to check my phone. Like,
Yeah. Okay, I can get that.
so
This did kind of seem like this seemed a bit like a Hunger Games scenario where it's like the romance shouldn't happen because it's like there's too much going on and you have too much to worry about as a normal person on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, this also, I don't know, this much differently than Hunger Games, you know, had room to breathe because they were in and out of immediate danger so like frequently.
They were, and like, I guess, I don't know. Should we get into the ships? Because I would like to talk about it, but I don't know if we should maybe go over the characters first and how we felt
Yeah, let's do
about
the characters. We can do
everybody.
characters and then ships. Okay.
So Alina,
So, yes. She's fine.
long pause.
She's fine.
I mostly felt You're right, she is fine. That is also how I felt about her. I mostly felt like very protective of her. I was like, please keep her away from these men. Like, Ben Barnes, every time he got near her, I like physically felt ill. I was like, I don't like this. Like, she's a child. And you
It's
are
weird, but
10,000 years old, apparently. And couldn't do it.
yeah, I didn't really understand that because I was like, why is he so? They made it seem like he was so much older, but he was just eternally young, I guess.
Yeah, I think like his powers, like keep him alive, because his mom, Madame Hooch, famously Madame Hooch from the Harry
Oh, you
Potter
mean
series.
Harry Potter's driving instructor?
Harry Potter's lesbian coach. Yes. Yeah, like she was also like she aged a little bit. I think they both aged like a little bit over like a couple hundred years or whatever it was. But yeah, I think mostly their powers like keep them alive or whatever. I don't know. Again, backstory I didn't really care for or need. But yeah,
Yeah.
Alina, I think my biggest issue with her was that most of her growth centered around her stories with the men. Like, it was either Ben Barnes or Mal, but she kind of did come into her own after a while, so
Yeah.
you know.
I mean, I understood and I liked where she was going, like where they were going with her taking her own agency back because she had just been purely reactive because of everything that had just been happening to her. So she was just a victim of her circumstances, which is, I guess, I mean, it's fine because I mean, that happens to people. So I like the fact that she took control of her own destiny. Very, all I think about is that Britney Spears fucking commercial where she's the fortune teller is like, "Do you want to know your fortune?" She's like, "No, create your own destiny." And I literally, that's all I was thinking when she did that. I was like, "Create your own destiny. I'm going to take the horns."
Yeah, that was literally Elena's character.
But I would be very interested to know how she is in the books because this feels like one of those Katniss situations where I loved Katniss in the books and like on screen she could be a little bit annoying. But I mean, you know, it could just be at weird like transition like translation thing. But also I feel like if this gets a season two, which I feel like it will because it was in the top 10 for at least a while, I feel like they'll do a lot more with her character with giving her more growth and stuff like that. So, I mean, this was fine for like a season one because, like I said, everything was purely purely reactive at that point. Also, she was a strong, you know, female presence, especially in Mal's life.
Yeah, I liked Okay, I mean, we won't talk about them too much, but her story was so tied to him, it's like kind of impossible not to. And I liked their back and forth, their relationship, because in a lot of ways, Alina was your very typical YA female protagonist. Like she just was. She was so typical. But she also had this relationship with Mal that was very like she was the one that he was like, oh, I'm gonna go get on this ship and go into the fold. And she was like, I'm gonna burn a map, so I have to go with you. Like, she was very, like, she really did do stuff for her own. And it was tied to him, but it was really of her own, like, volition. And I appreciated that, at least, that aspect of her character. Because I felt like even in the beginning, we saw a lot of, like, strength from her. And I was like, it's good. I like it. She wasn't my favorite character, but like I as far as like a protagonist and as far as a female protagonist, I was like, yeah, she's pretty good. She's pretty decent. You know.
Yeah.
She's
Do you
up
know what would
there.
have been too edgy and progressive for this? To have made, if they would have gender bent Mal and made him a girl? It would have been too progressive.
Well, you can't have multiple gay characters, and we already have Jesper, you know, so
That is true. You can't have two homos on the screen.
But I do.
Otherwise, they turn into that Tyra Banks thing. It's like, get the fag off the screen. I am not watching that.
Exactly. But I do want to talk about Alina's relationship with all the women in her life because there were points where I was like, Alina. I was like, girl. Hello.
I mean, elaborate.
Especially with the redhead, there was a lot going on there. There were layers happening there that I think we did
What do
not.
you mean with like with their girl friendship?
Yeah, I felt like there was something more there, but
I can agree. I can agree with that.
but again, I also have everybody is gay disease, so I only so any character to me could possibly be gay at any point. But yeah, their relationship to me felt a little
Sapphic
yeah, a
in
little
nature.
yeah, just they had like very immediate chemistry. I was like, okay, hello.
I definitely see more chemistry than Alina and Mal. Those two characters, weirdly enough, like those actors for me have zero chemistry. They're just like physically together on the screen. And I'm like, sure.
Yeah, I can see that. They definitely, I mean, again, we're getting into this, but they definitely had more brotherly, sisterly vibes to me than romantic. But you know, it is what it is.
Do we
It's a
want to
YA
like just
series.
do you have anything else that you want to say about Mal? That way we can like just say that we talked about Mal already
I
before we
literally
get
have
into.
nothing to say about Mal other than the actor was very attractive. That was the other thing about this series. I was like, wow, literally everybody is hot.
That is true.
Except for Ben Barnes, who I felt ill seeing. Like, truly, he creeped me out so bad. He really, like, yeah, no,
Oh,
Mal.
really? I got that from the crow guy. I feel like they were just like, hey, can we get like a creepy, threatening white man?
No, I actually liked him.
Yeah, but I feel like the casting call for that was like, do you feel uncomfortable with this man in the elevator?
I felt about Ben Barnes. It's so funny. I was like, this is like the guy who would like you'd get on an elevator with him and he would like ask you really creepy questions, like what floor you work on and stuff, and you'd just be like, I can't answer you, sir.
You must never have seen Prince Caspian
I've
then.
seen Prince Caspian.
Really? And you still feel that way about Ben
I'm not
Barnes?
into it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. My
Wow.
window for men is very small, and he's not in it, so. Anyway, yeah, Mal is fine. He was a cutie pie. Like that I just he was adorable. He's a cutie pie.
Okay.
And I admired his devotion, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, he did sleep with the bitter slut, so.
Did he?
Oh, did they actually not sleep together? Again, sometimes I
I don't
tuned
know.
them out.
I don't know. They keep like saying like they keep alluding that it happened, but then I feel like he's like, no, that didn't happen. So I'm like, so
Yeah,
what is the truth?
right. He did say that.
He just has
I
no
don't
reason to
know.
lie. Like Mal has no reason to lie, and I feel like he hasn't at any point. So I'm like, I would trust him over,
He's a
bitter
very
homegirl.
he's a very honest character for sure. He's definitely
Do
that trope of like,
we want to talk about bitter homegirl?
I would love to talk about her. I have so much to say. I was like, why are we doing this trope in 2021? Like, why are we doing the bitter slut? I did, when she was like mad at Alina like later, I was like, girl, what? Like, what? I don't know. I just, but I mean, I liked her. I just was like, why are we doing this?
Hey, sometimes feminism has to take a hit just so that you can reaffirm feminism.
I didn't care for it.
Yeah, I mean they're about to be girl power next season, so they I think they needed to, 'cause I mean this is skewed towards a younger demographic, even though
Yep.
this is pretty much, for people like us. I feel like this is skewed, still skewed to, try and attract the teens or whatever. Because I mean,
Yeah.
like, they read books, so the ones who read books will watch this. Yeah, and I feel like they're gonna be like, "Hey, you see this girl who's doing this? Don't do that. Girl power."
I was also calling her
Cue
Bangs.
Beyonce.
She had
Oh, that's a
bangs.
good name. I have no idea what her actual name is. I
I don't
just call
either.
her Wind Girl.
Bangs.
Wind bangs.
Yeah, wind bangs.
Windy
Yeah.
bangs. That's a good one. Windy bangs.
Pretty sure
So
that
our good
was
girl, Windy bangs.
her name. No, I'm excited to see what happens with her next season, 'cause I'm hoping they just phase her out of the bitter slut trope and she becomes like something else, because they gave her depth like eventually. You know, she had a fam, right? Didn't she have a family in Ravka or whatever? Not Ravka, but the other place. And
Yeah.
then Ben Barnes killed them, and then she was like, oh fuck.
Yeah, I feel like with that
And I was
last
like,
scene, they really
yeah,
like
girl.
they gave her a lot of character development in like one shot. It's just like, so this guy that you were like mad at her about, he's awful. It's like, do you still want him? She's like, maybe I need to reevaluate my life. And now she's like with the other group. Like
Yeah.
she literally ended up with them when they were on the ship and everything. So I'm like, this is so funny. How
Yeah.
she got from point A to point B so fast.
She was also super racist to an Edge at one point when
Oh yeah,
they were
he's
in the
been.
palace, and then Edge was doing the gymnastics, and she like called her whatever, and I was like, okay. I was like,
Yeah,
aren't you
I just.
also brown?
Yeah, but I do love that they demonstrated that, racism isn't just for white people. I mean, y'all used to think, but no, racism is not just for white people anymore.
That is true. But I don't think she was, I think she was just from a random place. I think she was just tan. I don't know that she was.
I think she's either, I mean, she sounds British, so I feel like either
Well, they
she's
all
like,
sounded
I know, you're not wrong, but I assumed that portion because, like, after you said, like, the Amsterdam thing, I was thinking of, like, colonized India. And I'm like, sure, a lot of that can make sense. I was ra rationalizing it in my mind. So I'm like, that lady, I mean, she sounded British, so she sounds like she may have been, like, part of a colony or something. But maybe I'm extrapolating too much real life into this fantasy world.
No, I think you're onto something. Again, maybe if we had read the books, we would have understood, but
Yeah, it's really funny because I'm like, for me to have hated history class, I feel like I do talk about history a lot.
it's fair to hate history class though, because it's so like,
It's a lot of straight energy. I
it's
always had a
yeah.
man teacher, so.
Exactly. Yeah,
Although one of them
exactly.
was, actually, two of them were hot, so it was okay. It was acceptable. They're also married, so you know that was like behind a wall as well. So you're just like,
teacher and married. That's really the combination. It's really the winning combination. So yeah. So bangs. Excited to see her next season. We'll see what happens with her. moving on to Ben Barnes. I think we already know how I felt about that character.
Yeah. I
didn't care for it.
I don't know how I feel. I don't know how I feel about Ben Barnes, honestly.
I mean, he was a good villain.
Yeah, he was. At first, I was just like, oh, please don't be a villain. I was like, please don't just be like a weird...
He was so obviously a villain, though. Like, that was
He's been playing a villain in, like, so many things recently. I'm like, please don't let this be another thing that he's playing a villain in.
He's creepy.
I guess he's giving off that vibe now, and I'm like, Well, he's still very good at it, so...
He is. You know, he is.
Lena Headey can't do it all by herself.
She's right. She can't carry it all on her broad shoulders.
And the lady who played Umbridge, wherever she is.
Whatever she's doing.
She's in hiding now, I guess.
Probably. Yeah. I think she looks very different in real life, though. So I feel like you wouldn't recognize her. You like saw her on the street.
That's the only way she agreed to this role. To that role. She's like, you got to make me look completely different. Prosthetics, whatever you got to do.
Exactly. No, I'm not interested in straight villains, but I thought, you know, he played his role well. He just was so gross. He was so gross. I was like, stay away from her. She's a child. Yeah. She's a child.
He was giving, I don't know, for a minute I was getting... You know, sometimes they give, like, villains that weird affluent thing that makes them seem queer even when they're not. That's what I was getting from Ben Barnes at one point. I was like, But then, you know, when him and Alina started making out, I was just like, girl, is y'all about to have sex on this table? I mean, it would be really funny if it happened. And I'm like, I live for the drama. So I'm like, if that had happened and she got pregnant, I would have been like, drama!
Oh, God.
It's my favorite episode of Maury.
I'm pregnant with the Darkling's baby.
Am I? Are you carrying the next Black Heretic? Call Maury today. do we want to move on to Jesper?
Well, there was that backstory real quick of like Ben Barnes, and then he had that other girlfriend who was a healer or whatever. And I was like, are we supposed to sympathize with this right now? Like, they killed her or whatever. And then he just fucking went insane. And I was like, maybe calm down a little bit. And that was the other thing. I was like, this is another trope that we don't need to be doing in 2021. Like, oh, they killed my girlfriend. Like, what? Stop. Like, anyway.
Well, I saw it less of like, I mean, it was kind of like they killed my girlfriend or friend, whatever she was.
Yeah.
But I mean, from that particular scene, I got really more of like they were just hunting them and they weren't going to stop. They were just gonna keep coming after them regardless of what was going on.
Yeah, so, that's true.
I mean, it's funny because like he created a problem that they had to solve, which I was okay with the plan when it was that. Mm-hmm. But when it became the whole thing of, like, now we're going to take over and use this place as an army or whatever the fuck, I was like, see, now you're crazy. Before, it was about, like, see, you were coming from a good place at first. We were just, like, I was just trying to, like, secure a place for us so that we could, like, at least sort of, like, live.
Right.
And, like, without being hunted, at least now we're, like, semi-useful because they use us in the military.
Yeah.
But, I mean... I don't know. It's very interesting because they also, that's something that's also in that show, Motherland, Fort Salem, where it's like, that's why all of the witches work in the military. It's because they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they were like going to be all like hunted down and killed.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there definitely was that whole like magic racism,
yeah,
you know, overtones going on, which is so... funny to me that pretty much, I won't say every, because I'm not gonna act like I know the fantasy genre super, super well, but I feel like a lot of fantasy genre, especially YA, treats it exactly the same. Like, they're just like, yeah, people are racist against people who have magic. Yeah. And I'm like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just interesting that, like, so many of them treat it very, very similar.
Yeah, I'm ready for a subversion of that trope now. Like, yeah. Oh, you're, like, oh, you're special, you're gonna be, like, hated for it. I'm like, let's subvert that, because I feel like it would be really the exact opposite, where it's like, yeah. Oh, we're going to contract you into the military against your will. Like, literally, you have no options here. So,
well, that's kind of what, like, was going on here.
I mean, yeah, but there was still, like, the whole weird magical racism thing. No, but exactly, I mean, yeah, there was racism.
Yeah, they were in the military, but also, well, I guess, okay, can we talk about, before we get to the crows, because I love them and I want to talk about them, but can we talk about the straighties for a minute? The other straighties?
Oh, the two randos. So I call them the Stockholm buddies.
They were, let me just say right off the bat, like, they were unnecessarily sexy, like, both of them. I was like, why are they both so hot? And, like, they're so hot together. I was like, I did not expect this. These two white straighties. But, so the guy, symmetrical face, butt chin.
Yes.
He.
Very attractive.
Yeah, he was crazy hot. And I liked that she was curvy and they were, you know what I mean? Anyway.
Yes. I did. I enjoyed that as well.
I liked.
She was just like,
yeah,
so short in comparison.
Yeah, I know. So funny. Some of the shots of them together, like her looking up at him, I was like, damn. No, I liked that she was like curvy and like bold, and then he was just like really hot. He was just like a cardboard hot guy. I was like, I love this like pairing. love this dynamic right now. But his race, his country, or whatever, was it a whole country that hated the Grishas? Like, that was another thing that I was like.
That's what they made it seem like.
Yeah. That's another thing I was like, I don't super, like, they did somewhat explain it. Maybe, again, I was taking a nap. but, yeah, they didn't really super explain that either. Because I was like, okay, so his whole country hates Grishas, but what do they do if there's a Grisha that's born, like, of that? Like, what? I was like, I don't know. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I guess they
were very confusing.
But also, so the Grishas have to be in the military for, like, only certain countries, I guess, like, all these particular countries. But then in other ones, they're hunted and killed. I think it's kind of the dynamic, right?
Yes. I think they were trying to establish that, but the weirdest part about this is she wasn't even in their country. They came and got her from, like, Ravka, I think.
Yeah, where, like, I guess they were in Ravka, and then.
So I'm like, that's what I was very confused about them in general, because, like, they seem to be, like, literally coming from a different country, capturing people from a specific country, and then killing them in their country. I'm like, what? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. That is also what it seemed like to me. And I also don't understand. I think they're
so this show needed two more episodes to explain whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, again, like, this might be something that in the books is a little bit more. Oh, so I think those two, that's also what I was going to say. So those two, I think, are from the Crows series. So they're actually part of their team. And I think that in season two, we're going to see them team up. We're going to see them come together. Because they're from that. Yeah. They're from those two books.
Yeah, they said they needed a heart render, and Homegirl was fully ready to leave her own country. She was like, I have no loyalty to this place. I would like to leave.
She's like, I got my boyfriend in trouble and used to work for Ben Barnes, but.
I mean, he sucks too. Like, she was like, he sucks too.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I did like them. I thought they were fun. I liked her a lot. She was, again, like a cool female character, you know? Mm. I felt like she had balls.
Yeah. I mean, this just also was another one of those things where I just, this, okay. So when it comes to like the whole crows section of this show,
yeah,
it was very clunky and I didn't understand it. It felt like it was detracting away from the Alina story because every time we were getting anywhere with that, they were like, let's go to the crows. And I'm like, okay, but what are they doing? I'm like, I'm just watching them like travel. And I'm like, what does that do for me really? Other than, I mean, in the end, I really feel like it's not like they had to like, oh, while we were traveling, we had to collect this one random item and this other one random item and this other, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, we were gathering these things to do that. So when they were around and stuff like that, I'm like, okay, so immediately when they introduced them, because they were so far away from the story, I'm like, so they're going to rescue Alina from whatever situation she's in at the end. And I mean, I was proven right because that's exactly what happens at the end. So I'm like, okay, that was very obvious, but it did feel like it was such a detraction from the main story. That and the, like, two random straighties. That's where I was just like, okay, what does this have to do with anything? And it's like, oh, it makes sense in the end. And I'm like, I get that, but this is, like, one of those things where I'm like, you're taking me so far away from the main story. And I'm like, there was so much going on in that story already that I feel like I still needed to understand. And they were just like, whatever.
Interesting. I did not feel that way. But I think, like I said, again, it was like they had these two separate series and they were like, well, we have to mash up all these characters and we have to get them all together for some reason. So, you know, they sort of took, I think, like the story of Alina and Ben Barnes and everything is like probably straight from the books. Like that is like, you know. Not word for word, but like that plot is straight from the books. So then the other characters, they were like, well, we have to tie everything in around with that plot line. I think that's why you felt that way, because they were taking characters that had actually a different motivation originally and tying their motivation to the main, what they were writing as the main storyline, which was the canon main storyline. So
yeah.
I think that's what happened. I was kind of just along for the ride. I didn't really, I liked that we bounced around to different characters because I was like, I feel like if we stayed too long with one, it would get boring, you know? And they tied a lot of like Inej's, Faith plotline, you know, to Alina's figuring out if she's a saint or whatever. And I liked how they sort of like mashed that up, kind of like went hand in hand. So, you know, I definitely get
it. I was also along for the ride, but I would almost have preferred if they would have just like switched up the episodes every once in a while. Like, one episode was about Alina and blah, 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 and then the next episode was just all about the crows. I would have been, like, fine if they would have, like, done it back and forth like that, almost.
Gotcha.
And then put it together, because then I would have been like, oh, okay, I get how this is gonna go together.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just the way that, like, maybe it was, like, the sequencing of the scenes or something.
Yeah, maybe because, editing, honestly.
Yeah, because their storyline kind of has, like, nothing to do with what was happening to Alina. So, like, when they would put it in, it literally was just to break up her story, I feel.
Kind of.
That's why I'm like, it would have made more sense, because they literally had no effect on what was happening into the quote-unquote main story of Alina and, like, the Black Heretic thing.
Yeah.
it would have made more sense if it would have just been like, oh, this is an Alina episode, this is a Crows episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I think, yeah, I think that was just, again, like, they were, like, trying to mash up two different series that kind of had nothing to do with each other, except for that they take place in the same universe. But trying to keep it in canon with, like, how it would have been in the book. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, like, where we are with the Crows at the end of season one is kind of where we're gonna be, like, the beginning of season two is kind of like where they are in their books, I think.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll get back to you on that after I read the books. I'm not going to read the Alina books, though, because I feel like I don't know. But I am gonna read the Crows books, so we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, I think they were just writing a story that was like, oh, they have to somehow be tied to Alina, so it's about Alina.
So, getting into the Crows, Jesper, I know you want to talk about him because
yeah, he's great.
What was funny was, like, as soon as he showed up, and I was like, is his name Jasper? I'm like, oh, Grace is gonna get a kick out of this.
Why? Because of...
Well, yeah, because we've had a conversation about Jasper being a bisexual name.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So I thought that was funny.
Yeah, no, he's great. He's a amazing addition of, like, you know, I don't know. He's not really a trope, I would say, but, like, he's a good fantasy character because he's just kind of in it for the laughs.
Yeah.
He's a good, like, he really breaks up because you have, I think the three of them, really, like, what I loved was, like, their overall dynamic of, like, you had Kaz and Inej who were both so serious, but, like, for insanely different reasons. Like, they were both so serious about different things. And then you just had Jesper who was like, guys, what if we blew something up?
Like, yes, he's very much a chaotic neutral.
Yeah. Yeah, he's great.
I would say he's the chaotic neutral. Inej is like a lawful neutral or a lawful. Yeah, I would say she's like a lawful neutral. She isn't like, she felt remorse over that one kill that she had because, I mean, and homeboy, who I have no idea what his name is.
Kaz.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So.
That's his name.
He would probably be, for me, just like a neutral. I think he would just be a neutral, like a true neutral.
He is very much in it for his own reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, which they all are. But, like, he's definitely more, like, he's very selfish and only cares about what he deems important. Like, his own, you know, who he thinks are his friends or what, you know, his own. I think there's like, this whole story about revenge and stuff that kind of a little bit gets touched on in the beginning. I don't know. Again, I read some stuff on Wikipedia about these characters specifically, so I kind of know their backstories a lot better.
Yeah. I mean, they were alluding to there being more to Jesper's storyline, like,
yes,
in the back. Because there was, I don't remember which scene it was, there was just some random person who was like, oh, you're, and then I think he shot him.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, there is something that's going on with him. I spoiled myself for that. Because I was just reading, like, on Wikipedia, like, they just have, like, little summaries about their characters, and I was like, oh, okay. And then they just, like, revealed what it was, and I was like, oh, okay. Great. So I know that now. But yeah, no, they definitely are, like, I mean, I guess I like that they didn't reveal too much of their pasts, and if they, like, I would love if they got more into it in season two, because I like that they're sort of that, like, mysterious little band of criminals, you know, and that's kind of just who they are right now, and we can, in season two, get more into their, personal lives, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I love them. I ended up... At one point, I was like, ugh, I want to know more about the Alina storyline. But once it got to a certain point where I was seeing them as much as I was kind of getting annoyed that they were taking me away from their story.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was like, no, I want to see more of them.
Exactly. I'm like, well, now I'm bored with the Alina storyline. Every time I go back over there, her ass is just like, ah. So I'm like, maybe they did, maybe it was edited correctly. Because she was just suffering 90% of the time. So I was like, can I go someplace else? I don't want to see this poor girl suffer.
Exactly. No, I did think it was very funny when she just like got in their carriage when they were like they were going through this whole ass plan. They had it all planned out and like everything was going wrong and they were like, fuck, like we don't know what we're gonna do. And then like Jesper's just like standing there and she just like gets in the fucking carriage.
What'd
And
she
he
do?
was
She got in the boot. She's in the boot.
I loved that scene because he just started laughing, and I was like, exactly, Jesper, exactly. I was just like, oh, that was so good.
Yeah, that was a good one. Inej is like my MVP for the series. I love her.
100%. She's the star. She's the star of the show.
And everyone else is just in her way.
Exactly. Yep.
I
She's
actually,
the
out
one.
of all of them, I wanted to know more about her backstory because I wasn't. The only thing I was confused about with her was the level of servitude that she was in, because it seems like she was like a kind of indentured servant, but I'm like, but is she also someone who's like technically a slave? Because that's what it seemed like. Because, like, with the whole brand mark and whatnot, or the tattoo and whatnot.
Yeah. I think she's like I like again, like I read backstory online, so now I'm like, wait, what was actually in the show that they said? But she definitely was like contracted with that one lady.
Okay.
Because of I think there's something to do with her race and the fact that she like isn't from the city, whatever the city is that they're that their particular story takes place in. So like that lady that Kaz had to pay off and like stuff like that, she was definitely sold into her something.
Situation. Yeah, so maybe it might be like a blending of the two where it's like she may have been like trafficked and sold into her slavery situation.
Because what I had read was she at some point was in a brothel, but I was like, I don't know if
Yeah.
they said that on the show. Did they actually go over that?
Well,
Like, was that
they
what
didn't
that
say it, but they
lady?
al alluded to it because that's like the one time that she took her hair down and whatnot. And I was just like, oop, this is making me uncomfortable. And because I was like, please don't have to do this. I'm like, if you do, please kill someone in the end.
Literally. And she did, and it was amazing. Anytime she stabbed someone, it's like this is. I just want to watch this. I just want to watch an hour of this. Just her murdering
Yes.
people. So yeah, I think she was like sold into her situation and basically like somehow owes a huge debt to this woman who I assume this woman bought her and you know. Kaz is like paying her off or whatever to free her, which can we talk about their dynamic for like a hot minute? Because I was like, is this problematic that this like white man is like paying for her freedom?
I know, I was thinking about that as well. I
Was like, is this a little problematic?
when they had the little romantic thing, I was like, ooh, see, at first this was fine, but now it's just a weird thing because it'll be like, I paid for you. Like, I
But
bought your freedom, so you're indebted to me type thing.
I don't, the thing is, like, I like them. I like their, whatever they have going on. And I don't see it that way. I don't think, like, in terms of, like, the actual characters, I don't think that that's the his motivation at all. I think he
Oh
really
no,
just gen
that's. I don't think that's his motivation either. I just feel like that's what it is presentedly.
It's just
in
like,
front of your face.
Yeah, like conceptually it's a little, you know, side-eyeing.
Yeah.
Just conceptually because of their races and their situations. But
I guess because the love is there.
Yeah, I mean, I do generally think they love each other. And, like, I think, you know, he's doing what he's doing out of love. I don't know. I liked them. I appreciated that we had a straight couple that wasn't, like, right up in your fucking face with it. You know what I mean? I was like, I appreciate that they're, like, very repressed about whatever's going on between them.
I'll agree that, you know, this like, show had at least two heterosexual propaganda ships that were fine. I did not mind.
Mm-hmm.
This and the Stockholm Buddies.
Yeah. 100%. 100%. But, like, also, the Stockholm Buddies were, like, a little bit in your face about. Like, they were just very overtly into each other sexually. Yeah.
Like, very much so. It was like, can y'all just fucking get it over with? Like, you guys are really very horny.
Yes, they were just incredibly horny the entire time. But
traveling through the snow.
Yeah. But I was like, I do appreciate that we, like, to balance out all of what's going on with Alina and Mal and Ben Barnes and the hotties. And, like, then we have Kazan and Edge, who are, like, completely on the opposite end of the spectrum. I was like, they can't even, like, look at each other. Like, they can't even, like, hold hands, it seems like. Which I think there's something going on with, like, Kaz and his, like, gloves that he, like, can't touch people, but I don't actually know if that's I didn't read his backstory, so I don't know if there's something going on there.
Yeah, that was like another illusion where I was like, what's that gonna amount to? Because that's what I was like, the crows seemed very interesting, where they're like a ragtag group of people who are like, I don't know, a set of circumstances happened to them. Because I'm wondering if, I don't know, because with the Grisha being the way that they are, I'm like, can they like curse people, or can they only do like physical random things?
Yeah, I think the Grisha are more like, this is why I was getting Avatar vibes, was I think that their magic is very physical. So, like, everything that they do is, like, fire or wind or, like, basically, like, the heart renders. I was like, they're, like, bloodbenders. Like, they make your, they just make your heart explode or whatever. Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, any other examples. Oh, there was the guy who made stuff. And then there was, you know, Alina's girlfriend who was basically her makeup lady. I was like,
I have my own crew.
I was like, your power is kind of useless. You can just, like, get a makeup brush and do that.
Well, and then she changed, like, that one girl's face, like, the fake Alina.
Oh, that's true. That's true. She, yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah, when she did that, I was just like, oh, so they can do a lot more. So they're really more, like, good spies and subterfuge people.
Yeah, but, I think that all of their magic is, like, very physical. It just involves like creating something physically or doing something physically rather than you know, any sort of other magic of like that
manipulation of matter and stuff like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because what's his face? Because Ben Barnes does call it science at some point. He does say like, oh, it's science, blah blah blah, like
They call it like the small science or something.
Yes, exactly. Point. Yeah, so I think it's very much in that realm of just like it's just about physical.
Yeah, but they
it's
make
like
it, well,
it's like alchemy
that but to that illusion that means that they can do like much more than that, because they call it the small science. Then I'm like, then what's the big science?
I guess regular science is the big science.
Or is the big science the fold?
Exactly. The big science is the vagina.
So I feel like we talked about all the characters, and we've pretty much just hit all the ships while we were going along the way.
We kind of did. Yeah, we kind of got into it, yeah. And that's kind of all I had to say about the ships was... Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what else did you have to say about the show since you didn't care for it?
No, I did. I did like it.
Oh. Oh, okay.
I said that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, I liked it. I liked it a lot, actually.
My bad. I thought you said you didn't. No. But anyway.
No, I liked it. I'm excited to see what else comes out of it. I'm excited to read the books, which I think I told you this before we started recording, but had like 8 holds in my library. I was like, okay.
I hope they start season 2 with a fucking map.
Yeah, I'm curious to see like what they're gonna like try to explain in season 2, because I feel like probably people are having the same problems that we are, and they're gonna start off with like more exposition in season 2, and I'm just like interested to see what happens with that.
Oh, you know what I definitely know is gonna happen at some point? I don't know if it's gonna be season 2 or if they'll wait for this to be like, well, this would probably be like an end of season 2 point. But I know that Mal is going to end up being, like, shoe royalty. Like, I just know it. Yeah. I just fucking know it.
You're calling that right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why? Because he's a fucking orphan. And what happens with orphans? They find out that they're actually royalty.
He's rags to riches.
Literally. Especially
what if she's because royalty?
No, because they already did that with the whole Grisha thing, with her being special. She can't be double special. She can't be, like, a sun summoner and royalty. That would be too much. They need something else to drive a wedge in their relationship where it's, like, he's royalty and, like, oh, no, you need to marry, like, this blah, blah, blah. It's, like, she's just a Grisha. She's, like, whatever, but she's just a Grisha. You need to marry this royal bitch.
Yeah, I would be interested to see more of the Shu country and what's their deal. Do they like Grishas? Do they not? Are they, what's going on with them?
We're going to go over there and find out that they're, like, super great. They're like, well, yeah, we're cool. Or it's like, no, it'll be like a
partying over here.
That would be so funny. They're just like a super chill country and they're just like, we hate this shit.
No, I definitely, I want to spend more time in the Amsterdam, Western Europe world with the crows. Mm-hmm. Like, I want them to go back to whatever they were doing and, like, spend more time in that, like, city. It was very, like, steampunk, grungy. I was like, I like these vibes. I want to, like, be more here. See what's going on here.
I want to be here, not in the field.
I like a magical city vibe. I love that.
Oh, true. I do love a magical city, but we never, like, get that from most fantasy things.
Right?
They always end up outside of said city.
They always end up in, like, the fucking Russian whatever. I guess it's expensive to shoot. I don't know. But maybe. I love a city vibe. I really do.
Well, because like, that makes me think about Altered Carbon, because that was all about a city, and they were just in a city the whole time. So,
but that was...
I mean, it can be done.
Sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it can be done.
No, it can. It definitely can, but... It's just interesting that a lot of... I mean, I'm sure there's, like... I know there's a whole subgenre of fantasy that does it. But, like, what we see that's, like, popular and what we see that's made and, like, adapted and stuff, they really don't do it a lot. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
It's cool. It's cool it's and true. I like it.
I know. I need to do more research on, like, YA books. I'm like, this has gotten me more interested to go back into my reading because I haven't read a book in so goddamn long. I feel like anytime I'm reading something, it's literally just research.
Mm-hmm. No, we should, let's read the books and then let's do another, episode on the books.
Yeah, but then I have to see how many holds are at my library and I don't know how many.
I thought you said, your roommate was getting them.
No.
Oh.
He wants to read them, not is going to get them. Like, wanting to do something and doing it are two different things.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we should do that. But I don't want to read the Yelena books. Just because.
Well, that's just two books, so that requires zero work. Or will I just go on the Wikipedia page?
You could, or you could, you know, find a PDF of it somewhere online and just do that.
I can watch a YouTube
Yeah,
video.
I'm sure you're really good. I'm sure you're really good. Cool. So yeah, so that's what I want to see from season two. It's just more of them, and I hope that Alina, you know, grows more.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely getting more of that Mal love story, so if you're not into that, buckle up.
They're honestly, they're fine. They're to me, they're just like, I'm like, yeah, sure. They're like the TK and Kari of this series. I'm like, well, yeah, they, of course, they're gonna end up
They're
together.
meant to be together, but stop talking about
Like,
it.
exactly. I'm like, just chill for like 4 seconds. Just chill. I did like
I
when
would be.
she threw a water bottle at him. That was funny.
I would be all for this to turn into just like the Hunger Games, where it's like, we don't have time for the romance right now, we're on a run for our lives.
But they did have time for romance in the Hunger Games.
I know, but
They
in the
had a lot
books
of
they
time
didn't.
for it.
Not in the books. Literally in the books, it's like almost non-existent. That's what I
It's
love about the
there.
books.
It's there. It's
It's pretty
okay.
much all subtext.
It's just Gale being like, Katniss.
Then she's just like,
Whoa.
I don't have time for this, runs away. That was like her
She's
number
so
one thing. She would just be like in the woods. It's like, where is she?
Where is she?
She was Taylor Swift in like the woods, just.
That's so funny.
So next time we're doing what? I forgot. What did we agree on?
I don't think we agreed on anything. I was like, oh, he's about to tell me what we're doing because I don't know.
How about we do Infinity Train? I've been dying to talk about
Oh,
season one.
yeah, I know. I need to watch that. It'll take me like
Which,
5 seconds, so.
according to all of my research, is the final season, and I'm very upset about this.
Yes. Although I also saw, did you send me this or did I see this on Tungle that maybe there's going to be like a follow-up kind of movie kind of thing, special?
Yeah,
Possibly.
so they want to do that, like, and that's supposed to be about Amelia and would wrap up her storyline, which
Oh.
I would be all for, but you know, we'll see if we actually get it, because you know.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. Infinity Train.
Yeah, love it. As always,
Cool.
thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.